think it's right in that place. Okay, where did you go to have a good time?
Good time to Shoshosh. I mean the good time. This was the good time was.
To Shoshosh. Oh, to Shoshosh.
Yeah.
And did you go with?
The husband actually the good time too. So.
Did you go with friends of the same sex?
No, both sexes.
Did you participate in any sports at this time?
No sports.
Did you go to any sporting events?
I don't know anything about it. If somebody find a ticket to a baseball game, I'll give it to the first one I see.
Did you know of the YMCA?
Yeah, sure.
Did it help you at all?
It helped me the place to congregate, that's all. But I didn't belong to the YMCA as a gymnastic and all that stuff. I didn't.
Not the YMHA, the YMCA.
No, I didn't go to YMCA.
Did you go to the lecture?
YMCA, no.
Were there any other non-Jewish agency that helped you adjust?
Nobody. I didn't apply to any agency because I was self-sustaining and I tried to be on my own feet.
Were there any local meeting places that you went to?
Yes, Zionist organization. You know where Iron Kaufman Settlement is?
Mm-hmm.
On the corner of the Villas, I believe. Was a building, big building, yes, and we used to meet there. That was the place we congregated. And then we started meeting the YMHA.
And this Iron Coffin Settlement was where?
On Center Avenue. Okay.
And how did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
How do I meet? How do you meet people? Don't you know how to meet people? You can meet, especially myself, I can meet anybody. I can make up acquaintance with anybody.
Through
just conversation. I didn't wait to be introduced. I introduced myself. Just start talking and that's it.
Okay. Were you friendly with any non-Jewish people?
With everybody, friendly.
And did any of these first friends remain long-lasting friends?
Still.
Now, do you have family here in Pittsburgh?
My uncle passed away. I had my wife and the daughter-in-law and son, and that's the family.
What I mean now is when you first came here. This is the
family. Well, there are a few people that are still living. You see that I know them for the past 40, 50 years, you understand?
Yeah, but I mean, this is question relates to the first 5 years that you were here in Pittsburgh.
I don't think so, though.
Just your uncle?
And he passed away, too.
During the first 5 years?
No, he passed away about 10 years ago, about 8 years ago.
And did you celebrate Seder with him or with him?
With him and with friends.
And during these first 5 years, did you maintain any contacts with people in Europe?
Well, the other thing, you see, the war broke out about 6 months later, so naturally the mail was stopped. After the war, we started corresponding. I brought my sister over here, and I helped my three brothers rather to go to Israel, that time Palestine, and that's what it is. And then I tried to bring my parents over, so the immigration law was changed so many times that my parents had already passports to come to America, and I sent them out visas already.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I bought tickets, steamship tickets for them. But by the time they made out the papers, and the time papers made out here, the immigration laws were so changed so many times that they couldn't come.
Oh, are you an American citizen now?
Oh, yes.
And how did you acquire your citizenship?
How do I acquire? Not by birth, of course. I have acquired them, become first papers, then second papers, and I am a citizen, that's it.
And when did you first vote?
Well, I don't remember. I came to America when Wilson, after Wilson was elected a second time. And I believe it's 6 or 8 years later I voted. See, here's the thing. When I came in, it was the war started, and we had a proclamation, government proclamation, that anybody who took out first papers is eligible to the army. And they gave us a questionnaire. I didn't have my papers yet. See, they'll go back to Pippenick Street. So me and that long fellow of mine went to Pippenick School, and at that school, they made us fill out papers for citizenship, first papers. So my husband told me, slowly says to me, we came to America, we're in America but from the same time, wait till I'll make out my application, we'll both go together and become citizens at the same time. And then things dragged on, in the meantime, they sent the war broke out, and there was a proclamation. Well, you are a girl, they wouldn't take no girls to the army. But the proclamation, they sent us in questionnaires. And those questionnaires were made out so that if you say yes means no, and if you say no means yes. So I studied the paper, and then I signed it, yes. So they told me, before you made it, go to see a certain lawyer, I believe Margulis was his name. You heard about Attorney Margulis?
Mm-hmm.
He's a long old time, it was a long time ago. You go to see Attorney Margulis and show him the paper and see if it's made out right. Because after all, I was a greener at that time. He read over the paper and says to me, Wojcik, you must be a Gemurikap. You know what that means in Yiddish? You must have studied Talmud to know the avenues and streets, you know what I mean, of the paper. Well, it says, it looks like it. That saved me to go to the army.
So
many of the, you know what I mean, you boys, you know what I mean, the same age, the same range, they signed no and they were drafted. So that's what it is. You see, this is a, you know, these things, history, you understand? It is history.
What party did you belong to?
Labor Zionist Party. Payala Zion, which I am still.
You're still in that party?
Yeah.
And why did you belong to that?
Well, you belong to that party because there's two parties those days. Well, there was no Orthodox. It was a socialist party, and it was the Zionist party. The socialist party was against Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a Palestinian, you know, I mean, a Zionist. And then another thing, the Labor Zionist party was a cultural. And the Working Party, the socialist party, they took in the everybody.
And what
they,
about
they,
like the Democrat and Republican party?
Well, I always was a Democrat, always, because Democrats also was closer to the people than the Republicans.
Were you active in the
huh?
Democratic
no,
Party?
No, no active at all. All I did was cast my vote and that's all. In fact, for several years I was a non-partisan. I voted for the right man, which mostly was Democrat, but I was non-partisan, I wasn't registered.
Mm-hmm.
Later on in years, when you family man, you're in business, so I had to be registered as one of the other parties. For instance, you have a parking ticket and the driving and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go to see your the chairman of the board, you know, the board. So I registered Democrat, and that's what it is. I had a few favors from the chairman of the board too. Of course, I wasn't implicated in no trouble, but I mean to say in the parking, a thing like that, you
yeah.
see, which is...
When did you first meet the person that you married and how?
Same organization.
The Labor Zionist.
Labor Zionist. That's the lecture. What was the lecture?
Sure.
That's not an election, see, and we start going together, just
take
me home. I don't remember, but we were married 43 years, so I wasn't a... I wasn't a teenager, you know what I mean? But we met, we discussed the lecture, discussed the concept, and that's how it happened.
And what was your marriage date?
Marriage date? It was in the winter.
Right? Don't you remember?
What date was it?
January 24th.
Oh, January 24th.
I think the children, they are celebrating every
that's
year.
Right.
You should
January 24th, and we got married in East Liverpool, Ohio. Our brother lived there, and he wanted us to be married in his place, in his house.
What year was that?
It was in...
43 years ago would be in 36, I believe. No, 26.
The 24 or 26. I don't remember.
Well, it has... That's what I figured out, sure.
26.
1925 or 26, something like that.
Yeah, 26, because I was single.
That's right.
6 years before I was married.
And how old were you when you got married?
At the time, 27 years old.
So that's that age.
And you were older than 27?
No, you're about the same age.
And you were married in East Liverpool, Ohio. How long had you known each other before you were married?
Well...
Oh, about a year. We met each other by the lectures.
You know, there, in Miller Street,
the
Socialist Stall, if you remember, well, there's a church now, you see.
It was Labor Zionist.
Labor Zionist.
No, yeah.
Not the Labor Zionist, no.
Yeah.
It
the
was,
U.S. came that time to live, after U.S. came to
it was a building built for the Socialist Party.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of meeting girls, and there we met. So a lecture, you see, it was non-partisan. You see, socialists and non-socialists went there, you know, to hear the lecture. And there we met. That's it.
Sure, I think from Washington special.
Do you think your marriage would have been prearranged if you had remained in Europe?
Well, no, I don't know. You see, what it was, see, in Europe was there. If I was in Europe, naturally I would marry a European girl, you understand?
But
in Europe.
But would it have been a prearranged marriage?
I don't know. My parents were liberal and progressive, and they wouldn't believe in prearranging, you see. To a shotgun. You know what a shotgun means?
Yeah. Was your mate from the same country in Europe as you?
Beg your pardon?
Is your wife from the same country?
No,
no,
she's
I
Poland.
From
she's
Russia,
in Poland.
Poland.
And I'm from Ukraine, Russia.
Did your friends or family marry non-Jews?
None of them.
How do you feel about this?
I feel about I don't believe in intermarriage. I do not believe in it. See, it's like tearing off a limb from your body.
So far, in our family, they have only they are married Jewish people.
All of them. Do you believe in intermarriage?
No.
Well, that's okay.
Let's see. Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first years of marriage?
There was no problem. It was only a financial problem. And then there was no, as I told you, she stuck by me. She wasn't what you call demanding. And this would, I believe, financial trouble, this would cause us.
Isn't it nice to hear that?
Well, it's the truth. I'm not giving you a compliment. I'm telling the truth. Yes,
and
it
I'll
is.
Tell you something. When I came from a very rich home from Washington, PA, maybe you knew about it. Berman. You know Dr. Berman from Washington, PA?
No.
You know the Yorkins from Washington, PA?
No.
So that's what I believe the main trouble. First come financial trouble. If naturally, if the wife is demanding, she wants this and that, and the man cannot supply it, that causes the rifts.
And who made the important decisions in your home?
Yeah.
You
I mean, in this
us.
Home, both of us. There's not such thing as...
Did this differ from the situation in the home in which you grew up?
Same thing.
What kind of schooling did your children receive?
My children, I have one son. And he went from kindergarten to, you mean in English, you see, from kindergarten to the University of Pittsburgh, and that's all in Pittsburgh, see.
And did he, did any of them receive, did he receive a Jewish education?
Partly.
Yes, he did.
But, you know.
You know, Mr. Kimmel, he prepared him to the Bar Mitzvah, our son. You're not Kimmel.
No.
The Zionist organization is now calling himself Dr. Kimmel. I'm telling you.
And was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children, your child?
Yes, a big difference. I'll tell you what the difference is. In our country, they spend most of the day in Hebrew and Cheder, you see. In this country, is the most of the day spent in school. And you know what I mean, in the public school, high school, and all that stuff. If we, for instance, I used to have a tutor for Russian, only an hour, 2 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And the same thing applies to America, 1 or 2 hours a week for Hebrew. You understand? It's exactly the reverse, but we believe in schooling, that's what that is.
What else besides school?
What else? What do you mean by that?
What, were there any other differences besides in the schooling and the way you were raised from the way your son was raised?
Well, that's a difference. It's nothing else, you see.
Do you remember having any problems in raising your son which were due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
No, not at all. Not at all.
And how old are you now?
70.
And when is the year of your arrival in the United States?
14.
And that's when you came to Pittsburgh.
And I've been born. And I came in 1946.
So you're still a greener.
Do you have anything else to add that you'd like to have in the report?
What is there to add? The add is that to be in good health and to have what's called, to enjoy my family.
Good.
Very soon we'll have a bar mitzvah, my youngest, the oldest, the grandson. Right here.
Right here.
Oh,
not this is a little girl.
Yeah, this one.
Yeah.
He's a very handsome boy.